All right, let's build a proper retro rave transform transition in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is that smoky warehouse feeling. Breaks getting sucked into a tunnel, stabs turning from tight and punchy into wide chaotic energy, dub echoes flaring out for a second then vanishing, and then silence and slam. Classic jungle and old school D&B behavior. This is an intermediate edits lesson, so I'm assuming you can warp, automate, route, and you're comfortable with groups and returns. We're also staying stock devices, because honestly, Live 12 has more than enough to get this done. Before you touch any effects, picture what we're building. A 16-bar story arc that ramps tension without wrecking the drop. The drop has to feel bigger, not just louder. That's the whole game. Now open your project, and find the section right before a drop or switch up. 8 to 16 bars is the sweet spot. If you don't have a section picked, just loop 16 bars before your drop and we'll work right into it. First move, routing and setup, because jungle edits get messy fast if you don't control the chaos. Select all your drum tracks and group them. Command or Control G, name the group drums. Even if you're only using one break track, still group your drums. You want a single place to sidechain from, and a single place to manage energy. Next, create two return tracks. Return A is dub throw. Return B to smoke verb. These are going to be your two performance effects, the stuff you ride for moments. The key word is moments. If these are on all the time, your transition turns into soup. Now make an audio track for resampling. Name it PrintFX. Set audio from to resampling. This is a big workflow thing. Printing effects is part of the old school vibe. Commit, chop, move on. Don't get stuck in infinite tweakland. Extra coach move here, and I really recommend it. Create a transition group that will hold your main transition elements. For example, you'll eventually have a break bus, a stab track, and your smoke noise track. Group those into transition so you can control the whole build with a couple of macro gestures, instead of 20 automation lanes. If you like working fast, this is your secret weapon. Now let's do the breakbeat vortex. This is the pulled into a warehouse tunnel sound. If your break is on one track, great. If it's layered, route all break layers into a single audio track called Break Bus. Set the original break tracks to sends only, or turn their outputs down so you're not doubling the signal. On Break Bus, build this device chain in this order. First, auto filter set to high pass, 24 dB slope. Give it some resonance, but don't go full whistle. Think like 25 to 45% depending on the break and how bright it is. Now automate the cutoff over about 8 bars. Start around 150 Hz and push it up into the 1.5 to 3 kHz range by the end of the build. Teacher tip, don't draw that automation as a straight ramp. In real rave transitions, the grab happens late, make it slow for most of the phrase, then shove it in the last bar. In live, shape the automation curve so it accelerates near the end. That's what feels like you're getting pulled into something. Next, add roar. Pick a distortion style like soft clip or overdrive to start. You're going for bite and grime, not total destruction. Drive around 10 to 25% as a starting point, then darken the tone a little so you're not making the high end harsh. Keep the mix somewhere between 30 and 60% so you preserve the break's articulation. Parallel grit reads old school. After that, add reverb. Hall or plate works. Decay somewhere around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still punches before the space blooms. Low cut that reverb around 250 to 400 Hz at minimum. And here's the classic mistake. If your transition gets woofy, your reverb low cut is too low. In this style, you can absolutely push it up to 400 to 700 Hz, especially on transitional reverb. The drop needs the low end, not the build. Now automate the reverb dry slash wet so it increases near the end. You might start as low as 10% and push up to 45% in the last 4 bars. The idea is, the break starts in your face and ends in the room. Then put utility after that. Automate width down slightly at the very end, like 100 down to 70%. That narrowing is psychological. It focuses the listener, and when you snap wide again on the drop feels huge without you touching the fader. At this point you've got a working vortex build. Now we add the signature moment, the spin down. Two options. The cleanest option is printing and doing a tape stop style pitch drop on audio. Arm print FX and record the last 1 to 2 bars of your break transition. Then take that recorded clip, warp it, and automate the clip transposition down over one bar. 0 to minus 12 for subtle, 0 to minus 24 for dramatic. In the last quarter beat or so, automate the clip gain down a touch to imitate that power loss sag. That tiny gain dip sells an illusion. If you want it more ravey, Add beat repeat before the reverb on break bus. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16 or 1/32nd, chance around 20 to 40% normally, but automated to 100% just for the last two beats if you want a guaranteed stutter. Turn the beat repeat filter on and high pass it around 300 to 800 Hz so the stutter is crunchy and not boomy. Then still print and do the pitch drop on the audio. Best of both worlds. Glitch into stop. Now we bring in the Rave Stab Morph. This is your retro energy layer, the thing that screams warehouse. Load a stab sample or chord hit into simpler. Use classic mode. Set voices around 6 to 10 if you're going to stack notes or play chords. If your stab is thin, put a chord device before everything and add something minorish like plus 3 and plus 7 semitones. That fakes thickness instantly and keeps the rave chord vibe without you hunting for the perfect sample. Next, auto filter low pass, 24 dB. Resonance around 15 to 30%. Automate the cutoff opening across the 16 bars. Something like 400 Hz gradually up to 6K Hz, and then a quick shove open in the last bar. Then chorus ensemble in ensemble mode. Amount around 20 to 45%, slow rate, and push width up into that 120 to 160% zone. That exaggerated stereo spread is very 90s. Then saturator with soft clip on, drive maybe 3 to 8 dB, just enough to thicken and flatten peaks. Then echo. Use 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8 kHz, so the echoes don't fight your sub or turn into fizzy noise. Arrangement-wise, here's a reliable 16-bar pattern. First 8 bars, stabs are offbeat, sparse, leaving the break to drive. Bars 9 to 12, increase frequency. More like 8th notes or more call and response with the break. Bars 13 to 16, that's where you automate. Filter opens faster, chorus amount creeps up, and you do one or two controlled echo moments. Controlled is the word. Don't just crank feedback and leave it. You want flare and vanish. Now let's build the dub delay throw return. This is return A, dub throw. On return A, add echo. Keep sync on. Time 1/8 dotted is a classic. Feedback 55 to 75%. But remember, you're not leaving the send up, so feedback can be higher than you dare on an insert. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 8%, so it wobbles like hardware. Filter it, high pass 250 to 500, low pass 4 to 7 kHz. After echo, add auto filter, band pass or low pass. This is your movement. A slow sweep on the return makes the repeats feel like they're moving through air, not just copying. Then a limiter at the end, sealing around minus 0.8 dB. Just catching random spikes when feedback gets excited. Now the technique. Keep the send knob at zero basically all the time. Then on one key moment, like the last snare before the drop, automate the send up for just that hit. Think of it as throwing a word into a cannon. You don't shout constantly. You shout once and listen to the space answer back. Then immediately pull the send back down. If you want even more control, do the ghost snare trick. Make a quiet snare or muted output snare track that exists only to trigger the delay throw. Send only that ghost to return A. Now your throw timing is consistent without messing with your main drum balance. Now the smoky warehouse bid. This is return B, smoke verb, and it's how you make the transition feel like a physical place. Create an audio track called smoke noise. Put a vinyl crackle sample, room tone, tape hiss, whatever. If you don't have samples, you can generate noise with operator. Set the oscillator to noise and low pass it around 8 to 10 kHz so it's not overly bright. Send this smoke noise track heavily to return B. On return B, insert reverb. Make it big. Decay 6 to 12 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds. Low cut high, like 400 to 700 Hz, because this is atmosphere, not low end. High cut somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz so it stays dark and smoky. Then put a gate after the reverb, and sidechain the gate from your drums group or the break. Adjust threshold so the reverb breathes with the beat. That breathing is what makes it feel alive instead of like a static wash. This is a massive old-school trick. Gated ambience that pulses with the drums. Then add saturator after the gate. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Notice what we're doing. We're dirtying the tail, not the dry hit. That's controlled grit. The attacks stay readable. The air gets gnarly. Then add auto pan. Very slow. Like 0.05 to 0.2 Hz, amount 20 to 40%, just a subtle drift so the room moves around you. Advanced option if you want extra depth without blur, put EQ 8 after the reverb in mid-side mode. High pass the mid-channel higher, like 700 to 900 Hz, and let the side channel keep a bit more low mid, like high pass 300 to 500. That keeps punch in the center but space around the edges. Now we do drop prep, which is where a lot of people fail, because they make an insane transition, and then the drop doesn't hit. First, sub safety. On your sub or bass bus, put utility and automate gain down slightly during the final two bars. Minus 1 to minus 3 dB is often enough. Or do the bolder move, hard mute the sub for the final half bar. That absence is what makes the return feel violent. Second, add a micro silence right before the drop. Cut audio for 1/16th to 1/8th, depending on tempo and vibe. That gap should feel intentional. Fill it with the tail of your dub throw or the smoke reverb so it feels like the room keeps going, but the band stops. Then the drop lands. Third, add an impact. Keep it simple. Short noise hit, a low tom, a reversed cymbal. Process it with saturator soft clip. Then EQ8. Cut mud around 200 to 400, and if you need the impact to speak on small speakers, a little presence around 2 to 5kHz. Now I want you to do one more big workflow upgrade. Macro lanes, group break bus, your stab track, and smoke noise into a transition group. Create 8 macros and map them so you can write automation like a DJ.